Glory be to God. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
I heard in my secret chamber, for God told me of a great victory, saying, behold, the people shall rise as a great lion, and he shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. Behold, the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. Oh, it's the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. We watch as in secret, we're the Lamb's wife in glorified flesh and bones, and we thank God for our place of safety as we see him now give Israel a great victory. Behold the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. Oh, I heard in my secret chamber, for God told me of a great victory, saying, behold, the people shall rise as a great lion, and he shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. Behold, the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. Oh, it's the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. We watch as in secret, we're the Lamb's wife in glorified flesh and bones, and we thank God for our place of safety as we see him now give Israel a great victory. Behold the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. Oh, we watch as in secret, we're the Lamb's wife in glorified flesh and bones, and we thank God for our place of safety as we see him now give Israel a great victory. Oh, behold the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. Oh, it's the rising of the lion to claim sweet victory, and we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel. And we're rejoicing to see what God has done for thee, as the rising of the lion is now seen in Israel.
Praise God. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just going to share with you how that song came about. I had a scripture come to me out of the blue while I was walking down the hallway. It was on the, I guess, on the 16th. And it just came out of the blue, and I didn't even know anything about it. And it was, hang on just a second, I'll read it. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And which I looked that up, it's Numbers 23:24. And that scripture just come out of the blue to me, and Ben and I sent it to Rashawn up in Canada. Well, the amazing thing about it is he wrote back, and he said that he had read, he said, I also read that Prime Minister Netanyahu had left this verse from Numbers, from the book of Numbers, at the Wailing Wall before the attacks started. Well, I don't know if he thought I had read that or what, but he wrote that back, and he sent the article to me showing where Netanyahu was putting that scripture in the Wailing Wall. Well, it really shocked me, and Ben and I wrote back to him and said, thank you for the article, but I didn't know anything about that. The scripture just came to me walking down the hallway, and I just want to praise the Lord for that, and then I just felt inspired to write the song, and because that's a tremendous thing the Lord did. He's showing us that side of it, exactly where we're at and everything on the natural side, because of the prophecy that's being fulfilled with Israel, and we are right there. I expect anytime soon to see Ezekiel 38:39, and I'm just praising him for all these glorifying revelations that we're clothed in, and for the fact that we're also, we have sight to be able to see. Our vision is to see all of it from our secret place, and we're watching all of this take place from our secret place, and I praise the Lord for it. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Rashawn.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God, and isn't she beautiful?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So we just praise the Lord for all his goodness. Amen. And as soon as we get everything going here, we'll just... Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate all the good things that God's doing. Amen. And what he's doing is exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or even think. Glory to God. Now that's a lot right there. Praise the Lord. So I love to praise the Lord. Some people say, maybe you praise the Lord too much, or say glory to God too much. And I've had several people say, you say amen too much. Well, all of it works together. Amen. Get a good drink of this water here, which the Lord has so graciously provided for us. Amen. And I suppose most everybody's been watching the news, and we see things taking place now that we spoke of and wrote about some of many years ago. Amen. Just taking place according as God's plan is unfolding. And there's something else. There's a rapture that's taking place too, see? And so all these good things are just good, and we just thank God for it. Amen. I enjoyed Barbara's song there. Amen. About the rising of the lion. Amen. And we see those things. But not only the lion is rising, the lamb has risen. Amen. And he risen with glorified flesh and bones. See? Amen. When they went to the tomb to find him, amen. Martha and Mary and some of the women took some spices to put on his body and so on like that. But he weren't there. Amen. He's rose. He was in the garden there. And Mary asked him, says something like, sir, where have you laid him at? If you tell him where we laid him, we'll get him, take care of him. And Jesus turned and called her name, and that was all it took. Glory to God. So God Almighty has certain things he's doing, and I preached the message, and I didn't know all the things that would be taking place and don't know what's going to be taking place the rest of the day or tomorrow or next week. But I know it's all fitting right in there with the scripture. But we know that he will work out all things, and it will work out to fulfill scripture and cause everything to fall in line. And when it's all said and done, we can say, Lord, you do it all things well. Amen. So we just praise him for that. And it's so good to be here this morning, and such a beautiful day here. So far it's not too hot, but I noticed on the weather, and I said I wasn't going to be a weatherman preacher, but it's going to be in the mid-90s along towards the middle of the week. And I kind of like that weather, as long as don't stay out in it too long. That's what we got. But here we got, thank God we have air conditioning, and everything worked good. God supplies the need, and all things work together. All things work together for good, them that love him. And we do love him. And to those that are called according to his purpose, and we were called before the foundation of the world, ordained and called to be what we are. And that's why God did all his people. And I thank God that there's a special group called the Wife of the Lamb. Amen. And in the church ages and on back through, as we begin to realize some of these things, a lot of people call it bride, but we're more than bride, we're the wife of the Lamb. And that means she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and we're part of him, which make us part of the Godhead. Amen. And so we just praise God for all these good things. And it's just so good to know him and to see the things going on and realize we're living in the midst of the scripture being fulfilled. Well, it's been being fulfilled all along, but this particular part that we have emphasized, and now we see it all coming to pass. So the only thing we can do now is just say, Lord, your will be done. Praise God. And everything, I can assure you of one thing. Everything's going to work out to make the word come to pass just exactly as it is written. Amen. Praise God. So that scripture Barbara read there about the lion rising up. Amen. And so on like that. Well, the lion is rising up, but so is the lamb. Amen. Going to take a wife in the rapture. Amen. Or however the rapture may be. And that word rapture, get some question on it. What rapture? Where do you find that in the Bible? Amen. Well, a rapture, catch away, raptured away like that. It's a great thing that God does. So we just kind of leave that and let it unfold. And as it unfolds more, we'll know more about it. Amen. So we praise God for it. And we praise God for what's taking place in the other late nations, especially in the land of Israel. Amen. Where everything's working Well, he doeth all things well. Let's just say it that way. He doeth all things well, and that way we don't have to try to get in too many details as what's going to happen next. And that's where we usually get in trouble, what's going to be the next thing he does. Amen. Because sometimes the next thing is not what we think the next thing will be, because a lot of these things are bunched together long about the beginning of the 70 week of Daniel. And when we begin to say this is going to happen, that's going to happen, then just after this happened, that's going to happen, then sometimes that will, we may not get just right. But we know there's two prophets to come and prophesy there in Israel, and amen. And then after that, they get through prophesying, there are going to be 144,000 Jewish ministers to take this thing all over the world. Amen. So it looks great there, just as it looked great here. Everything's working according to the plan. Amen. And he made the plan, so he knew, he saw all this before. So everything's working according to the plan. Amen. And I like his plan. Glory to God. So I don't have to worry about trying to change it, try to figure it out, or anything of that way. Just flow along with the plan, and it will work out fine. Praise God. And God showed that he's going to call out a people, and he demonstrated it to me in a visionary dream about two rivers. That was the main river, and that started flowing there in Genesis, I believe it's Genesis 2:10, where it talks about that river came out of the garden and split and went to different nations and so on. Amen. But then there in Revelation, I believe that's 22, I believe, if I'm not looking at it right now. But I believe that's Revelation 22, maybe 22 and 1, where there's a river clear as crystal. Amen. Flowing from the throne. Now that's the river we're in. So there's two rivers. That main river of life that has flown through time. But here's one. When God called the people to be the wife of his son, glory to God. Amen. He created that special river for her. Yeah. Amen. In that, there's no sin, no death, and we could go, a good bit on that. And it's just all, it's everything working just so right. And I thank God that in his mind, he foresaw this Bible. Now, I might read a chapter or two and remember it pretty good, but thank God everything's in you. It was in his mind. And as we read, we kind of investigate the mind of God, see how he brought it through. But now, everything's working. He's bringing it right to a time when certain things are to take place. And one of them would have to do with the nation of Israel, how that God's going to raise it up and make everything work right there, see. Praise God. And it don't necessarily need a lot of my help. Glory to God. Unless he has ordained me to play a little part somewhere along the line there. But we're happy today where we're at and the way God's moving and what God's doing for us, what God's revealing to us. Amen. And so happy that he left us the Bible. But now he left us the New Testament. And now there's a new Testament. Amen. Our writings as we bring in and bring it up to the things that God is doing. And that's wonderful there. Praise God. When it's Paul wrote things and somewhere down the line, and I've read several things on it, but I find different writers had different thoughts about it, so I don't believe I'll comment too much there as to why they call it scripture, when they call it scripture, and so on. Paul's writings and to the different churches there. Amen. And where he went. Then when the book of Revelation came on the scene, which was some 30 years after Paul had already been taken off scene, then John went over some of the church age things and what would be. But he wound up there. John did tell him about a people that was separate. And he talked about a people that was dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And I like that. That's a 19th chapter book of Revelation. And he began to say, the wife has made herself ready. Glory to God, and to her was granted that she should be clothed in this wonderful clothing, fine linen, clean and white. Amen. But then he told us in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation that there's a group that weren't dressed in fine linen, but they were dressed in white robes. Amen. That's the main river, like, you know. And this special river here that comes from God there in Revelation 22 and 1 there. And it's a river that's the why. Amen. Everything's all right, and there's nothing allowed in that but those that the things that it will contribute to the righteousness of God and so on. Amen. And so here's where we are today. And if we're not the happy people in the world, then I don't know any reason we should not be. Say, glory to God. Because he has did so much for us and is doing so much for us. And he's showing us his plan. And starting Genesis in the beginning, you know, it says that. Glory to God. Well, that's the beginning of mankind as we know it on the face of the earth today. Of course, the earth's been here many, many millions of years. It might even be trillions of years. We don't know. And you know what? That's not my business. And I'm not going to try to go back there and figure out all these things. But we know that mankind been on the earth. A long time. 7,000 years, I guess. We'll be. Amen. And so the seventh day, is that's the millennium, wouldn't it? So I guess we've been here a long time and saw a lot, and some of us, like myself, pretty old, at the been here and saw a lot of changes in time, in the Pentecostal revivals and so on, and like that. Amen. But just 80, I'm 86, and looking forward for another 86. Amen. Glory to God. And maybe not in all this unchanged body, but the body's taking on glorified flesh and bones, see? Amen. And we'll just take those as God gives them, and when God gives them, and we're happy with that, and we're satisfied with that. Praise God. So here we are today. Amen. Seeing things fulfilled, and it's almost reading the Bible now in certain places. It's almost like getting the daily newspaper and open, begin to read what happened last night or what's happening and so on. And so that's where we are. And that means that we are the Word. We're the Bible. We're that written Word. And that has taken on flesh, has transferred itself into glorified flesh and bones. Amen. And that's a New Testament, we would say. Amen. Amen. What was that now? New Book of Life. Amen. And it deals only with the wife, see. Amen. While the others are so happy in their position, those that are in white robes. And they're servants, it says. They serve God day and night and so on like that. And they're dressed in white robes, palms in their hands, and praising God. Amen. They're happy people, and they're glorious people. But then there's a wife that's clothed in fine linen, clean and white, and she is the one that is called the wife of the Lamb. And so here we are today. Just rejoicing, praising God, and moving right along. And we have a book that's probably go to press maybe next week or the next. And yeah, so we thought it would be this week, but we're a little behind in our schedule, but it's just right. We're keeping, adding a chapter that that's so good. And so these things, that'll be go to the press. And I'm not on the field as much as I was. And somebody, in fact, did had a couple come by. Said, Ben, we just wanted to stop by. I said, somebody told us you'd die. Said they hadn't saw you out preaching very much and some. And says, I hadn't heard about it. And I don't think he is dead. So they come by, and I said, well, you got eyewitness. Amen. But what we're doing is actually more important than the getting out and the preaching certain revivals and so on like that. Glory to God, because what our message don't fit there too good. Amen. So what we got is we got the written word now that came out, spoken word now, it's going in the written form. And Lord willing, soon there'll be another book that will really be, well, I think one of the best we've had. Praise God. And so it's going to be wonderful. And it'll be available. Oh, so I'm not going to make dates, because once it leaves my hand, I don't really have too much control of exact timing. But we got a nice printer, and he works with us. And sometimes he's already backed up when we take ours, and so we don't try to push ours up front. We just let him go ahead and work it out, because he's worked with us for 30 or 40 years, and we've done real good. So here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, praising God. Couldn't be happier. Amen. Couldn't be more satisfied with the plan of God. And couldn't be more satisfied with what he's doing for us. Amen. How he's working out everything. And I just like it, like he's doing it. Amen. And if I didn't like it like he's doing it, then I would be somewhere, we wouldn't be one like we need to be. Amen. But when we're one like we need to be, we like it just exactly like he's doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the power of God just works things out. And some things conditioned or places we think it's not going to work out right, but we just kind of put it in the hand of the Lord and go on. And it works out, always works out right. Amen. Amen. It has always worked out right for the last, ever since I've been preaching, really. But since we've been writing and doing different things, everything worked out right, maybe the last 30 or 40 years. And we've learned to wait upon him when we get impatient. Amen. Pretty soon our impatience is gone. Amen. And here come the product. Glory to God, a finished product. Amen. So that's the way we are here. And it's I like to, from time to time, just give a little report and talk about these things, rather than just taking a verse of scripture and build around it and make a sermon out of it. Glory to God. Sometimes these books are not a sermon. Amen. They're better than a sermon, as far as I'm concerned. Glory to God. So I don't know exact proper word to use there, but God does, and the people does, and it works out fine. Amen. Glory to God. So we just moving right along. And day to day, amen, each day. There's no song that says, each day the sun comes out to shine. The moon and stars, they leave on time. Amen. He just got everything fixed so good. It's so unbelievable how good he's got it fixed. And many times I say, I can't wait till the millennial star, where everything in the natural realm, the farmers and the people, how they going to take care of this earth and make it just like God told Adam, like the Garden of Eden, dress it and keep it and so on like that. Well, there's going to be people to do that. They're not going to be born again per se, as what we know born again or something, because there'll be natural people to take care of the earth and make it the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Amen. When that takes place, and it is taking place right now, and there's people now that'll go right on through the millennium and be blessed exceedingly. Glory to God. And they'll get to do that. I've plowed mules and farmed some, and it's wonderful to do that. See that soil turning over, and then pretty soon see the whatever you plant. Glory to God. And then not too long till it's on the table and you're sitting there eating it. Amen. You just have to say, thank the Lord. You knew what you were doing. We'll just think that'll be 1,000 years. The devil will be bound. Amen. So that's something else. God's not going to permit him to roam the earth and do his evil until at the end time God wants to give everybody a trial or a test. And I said this, I believe, last week or recent time. Amen. And God will turn him loose just to test everybody. But there will be people, and he'll deceive a number like the sands of the sea or some, they use different terminology like that, meaning a large number. But there will be a people, amen, that's going to be just as faithful to God. Amen. Don't matter what the enemy got to offer, it don't attract them. Amen. They've already been attracted to something else. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Glory to God. And when you get attracted to this, it's hard to think anything else could distract you or get you away from it. Amen. Just what he says and go right on rejoicing in the Lord. And the wife of the Lamb got her special place there. And I love the way God did that. Dressed her in fine linen, clean and white. Praise God. But then that other group of people are servants, workers, and so on like that. Amen. Helping the natural people, no doubt. Amen. They're dressed in white robes. Amen. And they're happy. Well, they got palms in their hands, and they're praising God and serving him day and night, the word said. Although day and night wouldn't be figured like we do now. Glory to God. But they'll serve God and just worship him. And they just like to, from time to time, come up to the throne. Glory to God. And see the glory of the King. Amen. And the Queen. Hallelujah. And maybe sit and dip their toes in that there water of life running through. Glory to God. Well, I tell you, the wife of the Lamb don't want to dip her toes in that main river that has got everything, all these other things in it. Glory to God, because God separates her. And it's just beautiful. I could talk about that all the time. Never get through talking about it. Just have to stop somewhere talking about it. And if you're going to talk about something else. Amen. So just praising God, thanking God. Amen. And I appreciate that song Barbara wrote there, and it just was good. And I had never heard it all the way through. I heard her going through the house singing, but she weren't sure she would sing it. But she got out here and she just felt, yeah, I think I will, because the Lord gave it to me and I'll just do it. And the thing about it, it's so fitting. When I say fitting, I'm talking about the things that are taking place. Even today, yesterday, last night, tomorrow. Amen. So a lot of these things, it just lets us know that we're the living Word. Amen. And we're Word made flesh. See, that's what Jesus was. And we're the same, see. Amen. And it would be glorified Word. And someone asked me something about this, I think. And they, about the becoming bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, why would it have to be after he was crucified and went down and brought the old saints up and all that? Well, they've gone in their place of rest, whatever that is. But to become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, when he took his wife. See, then that is glorified bone, glorified flesh. Amen. That means the people of glorification. That marriage bring on glorification. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what we're experiencing, glorification. Hallelujah. Amen. All the other Old Testament saints and all, they have their place. Glory to God. And after the millennia is over and all, and going to the great white throne judgment, amen, the whole earth, amen, they'll gather the whole earth together. The people, especially Satan, to go out and gather them together to go up to overcome the people of God, the saints of God. That's you in Revelation 21, 22 along here. Amen. But there's where there'll be a people, glory to God, that is dressed in that fine linen that's beautiful, and that's the wife of the Lamb. And then there's other people that has their place, and they've got precious places. Amen. So we never want to criticize someone that's in the realm of those with white robes on. Amen. We don't want to take their white robe, because we got fine linen. Amen. We want them to be happy, and they are. Amen. Glory to God. So, and then there's the natural people that are taking care of the earth. Amen. I know there's folks that a certain garden, and I usually, a lot of times I'll just stop by somebody on the, like a garden, how beautiful things are, tomatoes and whatever they're growing and so on, and comment on what they did. Look at here, that's a beautiful garden. Look at its fruits and veggies and like that. And you know what? I'll see a smile break forth that just won't stop, see. They're so proud of that. Well, that's the way those people that's taking care of the earth will be. They'll be so proud of when you come in, and I want to be sure to do that. Stop by and look at them and brag on them, and the big red tomatoes or whatever color, glory to God. And they usually, though there's a benefit for me usually, because they say, hey, why, if you got time, I'd like to pick some of these beans for you, and we'll just and give you some of these big tomatoes, and take them home and enjoy them. You know, so the stop wasn't in vain. Amen. That's just lighten up here a little bit. But that's the way it is. All this that we see out here that's not running right, I'm talking in the earthly realm like that, and so it's going to be so perfect, going to be so unbelievable, just like we are, glory to God, becoming glorified all along the way. Hallelujah. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. And that's not a small thing to be the wife of the Lamb. And I've had a lot of people say, well, yeah, I'm glad you're that, but I don't think I could reach that place. Well, I don't really know what to say about a situation like that, because there's going to be people that don't reach that place, but they're going to be happy anyway. Amen. They got their place, and they love it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here we are today, here just talking about the Lord, talking about the good things of God. Amen. And just the things that we see in the Word that's taking place right now. And as we're looking at the fulfilling of the Word, we're going to see more and more of it coming into fulfillment. And I'm not talking years down the road. I'm talking even before the day's out. And next few days, next weeks, and all that, we're going to see things leveling out. Amen. And I believe the book of Joel, I like them little, people call them the little prophets, but because they wrote small book. But Joel said, when God get through, and he'll do certain things himself, see. It won't take somebody else. It'll be God move on the scene. And when he get through shaking things up, the Bible said they'll crawl out of their holes like worms. Amen. Glory to God. So we see God's going to take care of all these things. And it's one thing that God's a just God. And people think they may get by with this and may get by with that and so on and so forth. Amen. But usually God has a way of balancing it out, see. Amen. And those are the minor prophets, they got so many good things there. Amen. And I'm using the word minor just to give my identity, as opposed to somebody like Isaiah that wrote 66 books, I believe it was, wasn't it? Amen. And all those, and the book of Genesis and the different books that they wrote quite a bit in it. But then there's some wrote only 2-3 chapters. But they are packed, they're jam-packed. Amen. So I like what Joel says, they'll crawl out, when God gets through shaking, they'll crawl out of their hole like worms. Amen. Some will cry for the rocks in the mountain to fall on them and all those things. Glory to God. But glory to God, he fixed this earth to be perfect. Glory to God, and it's going to be. Oh, you're going to be so happy. And it's going to be safe to walk in the woods and so on. And years ago, in this certain place here where the church is at, it was kind of like wilderness. It wasn't cleared out much, and there was a lot of rattlesnakes. Amen. And so my mama lives here, and she lived in a mobile home, and she went out one morning, and there was she had a freezer on the back porch, and where the motor run, it was warm, a big rattlesnake there began to buzz. So, see, they wanted to get some of that warmth. But see, there'll be nothing like that in the new earth to hurt or destroy. There'll be nothing to hurt nor destroy. So if there's rattlesnake, it won't be to bite or hurt or something of that nature. And everything's going to work out. It's going to have a new spirit. And that's already taking place. It's in the wife of the Lamb, and we'll see. We're going to see how it's going to work out with the other saints of God. Amen. We appreciate all the saints of God. Amen. And talked about people that's Christian people. They said, well, they don't believe like you do. Well, they don't have to believe like I do to be a Christian. They accept the Lord Jesus Christ and do as the place that God had them. See, there's a wife. See, unless we separate the wife there, then we don't get everything just exactly right there. Amen. So those that are dressed in white robes, you don't compare them with a wife, and they don't compare themselves. They're so happy for the wife, and the wife is so happy for them. Glory to God. And then the wife and all the saints are happy for the natural people that's going to live upon the face of the earth throughout eternity. Glory to God to take care of it and plant the gardens, and it's going to be so beautiful. Glory to God. And yesterday, I believe it was, I was watching some of the place where they growing certain things, and this, as far as you can see, I could see nearly just green fields the way they've got it fixed, and it's so beautiful. Amen. And I've got just a bit of farmer in me, too. Amen. I love to see how those things work. Glory to God. Because I see a little seed. You know, Jesus used a mustard seed. How it grows into a big stalk and so on like that. Amen. And we're just so happy to be part of the whole plan. And if what we're doing is exactly right to do, we're fulfilling our part of the plan. Glory to God, and encouraging those others out there that's doing their part of the plan and ready to lend the assistant hand anywhere we can. Praise God. Amen. Just so good. So good to know him. Amen. So good to see. Stand right here and look. Now, I've spent thousands of hours reading the Bible, and I brought this in quite a bit. And sometimes we get to the place where we think, well, it was in vain, but then we begin to see things come out. Amen. We realize it's not in vain. Glory to God. We got that, got the Bible there. We got it in us. Amen. But it growed into something else, see. Amen. Because the same one that gave Paul and John and some of the others a word is the same one that's giving us word. But the exception is it's word for us in this day and this hour that we're living in. Hallelujah. We got the benefit of what God did, gave them and did for them, and it's so wonderful. Amen. But now we got the benefit of something that hadn't been made known before. Amen. And one of the things that we have spoke about and been asked some questions about, and I like people ask questions. Amen. About the feminine part of Christ. Glory to God. Amen, because it always talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. See? And that's good. That's wonderful. Amen. But when God created Adam, he created them. See? And I preached the message on that. Created he them. Well, that them was all in Adam. See? And that them is that male and female. But it was just there for a while, and Adam saw God made everything, the animals, male and female, and they had mates and so on. He began to think, well, where's my helpmate? Amen. And the Lord put him to sleep, took a rib from him to make Eve part of him, see, and created Eve and take that feminine spirit and put within Eve. Amen. Now the feminine spirit and the masculine spirit work together perfectly. Glory to God. And here we are today seeing all these things. These are things that not necessarily written per se in the word like that, that's reserved for us here at the end time. The showing that the same God that gave them word is the same God that's given us word. Hallelujah. And revealing mysteries to us that was hid in him and reserved for a time such as this. Amen. Who was that kid, that one in the Bible says, where it says you were reserved for such a time as this?
Mordecai.
Mordecai, yeah. Told, what was her name? Esther. Esther, yes. Amen. So that's some things are reserved for such a time as this. Oh, we would all, most of us, I guess, from time to time would like for this thing to come to a completion and everything get to just like that, like in the millennium, but it's not going to be till it goes through certain things that it has to go through. And there's a 7-year period, 3.5 years, things that's crash, prosper, and so on. The two prophets prophesy, amen. But then there's the last 3.5 of that, it began to be tribulation. And during that time, God will anoint 144,000. They'll preach that everlasting gospel all over the world. Amen. During that time. Amen. And then we get ready for that great millennia. And then that's when the devil will be cast in the lake of fire and destroyed. And it's one thing about it. When something go in the lake of fire, it never comes out. Is cast in the lake of fire to be destroyed. The devil is cast in the lake of fire to be destroyed, and he's to be destroyed means that he don't exist anymore. It'd be as though he did not exist, and that's the way his followers, amen, be as though they've never existed to begin with, amen. While God has finally perfected and made what he had in his mind all along. Amen. So it's just beautiful. It's wonderful. Amen. So we praise God today, and I just want to encourage you. Amen. And the one thing about it, the wife don't need encouraging a lot, but from time to time, just reminding what we are, what he's done for us. Amen. And how lucky, well, it ain't to us it's lucky, but it's not to God, because he knew he was going to do it this way all the time. Amen. I could say in just our human language how lucky we are to know what we know and to feel what we feel and to see what we see. Blessed are your eyes, because there's many wise men and prophets have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them because it wasn't time. And now we know the time. The time's here and everything's working out so good. And what could we ask for more? everything's working out just perfectly, and we praise God for it. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just praise you. Amen. We thank you for the name of Christ the wife. Hallelujah, that you gave to the queen. Hallelujah, upon marriage, that he's the king and we're the queen. Amen. Those spirits are blended together in one, and it's just what God had in mind before he ever created man. And here it is, and we praise God for it. We praise God for everything today, how that everything's going. We know it's running according to your plan, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bob, you have a song or a testimony or this morning or something? Amen. I appreciate my wife. She helps here when on the singing and testimonies and so on, and getting the message out, and it's just wonderful. Amen. All right. All right. Just feel free and obey the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. There's a special moment taking place. I'm enveloped in such joy as I walk beside you, Lord. And I'm living in a moment of splendor. And my desire for you is more and more. It's a moment of splendor. Having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine. And that I'm your glorified wife. Oh, it's a moment of splendor. Having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine. And that I'm your glorified wife. Yeah, at the heart of this moment is glorified flesh and bones. For the last trumpet came, and it created me the same. And I'm living in a moment of splendor, where the pure river of life, clear as crystal, now flows. It's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine, and that I'm your glorified wife. There's a special moment, oh, it's a special moment taking place. I'm enveloped in such joy as I walk beside you, Lord. And I'm living in a moment of splendor, and my desire for you is more and more. It's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time. For husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine, and that I'm your glorified wife. At
at the heart of this moment is glorified flesh and bones. For the last trumpet came, and it created me the same. And I'm leaving, oh, 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 yes, I'm leaving in a moment of splendor, with a pure river of life, clear as crystal now flows. Oh, oh, it's a moment of splendor, having such pleasure with you, my Lord. And there's no burden of the weight of time, for husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine, and that I'm your glorified wife. And there's no burden of the weight of time, for husband, I'm rejoicing that you are mine, and that I'm your glorified wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. To be his glorified wife, that means a lot, doesn't it? Amen. So we praise the Lord today, and we thank God for this beautiful day, and the things that we'll do the rest of the day, and as far as praising the Lord.